What's up, good people? It's you, Jonah, and you are in tune to 10 to 20. I have one of the most amazing, words can't even describe how I feel right now. They really can't. I'm talking to Mrs. Love. See, y'all just don't know who Mrs. Love is. I gotta break it down for you. I'm talking to CC Winans. What's going on, CC Winans? How are you?
Oh God, I'm good. I think that's the first time I was introduced as Mrs. Love.
See, that's what I'm saying. I gotta call you what the marriage certificate says. I gotta do that. I have to. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a long time.
Oh yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we were talking off air, ladies and gentlemen, about I was CC's driver years ago in Hampton when she was here with Donnie McClurkin. And she was gonna treat me to Chick-fil-A, but I turned it down. But I wanted to make sure she ate before a stunning performance took place in Hampton. And I wanted to thank you. I don't think I thanked you enough for offering Chick-fil-A to me.
Oh. I didn't even know Chick-fil-A was out there. I was like,
oh my goodness. Yes, it was right down the street. But anyway.
You're welcome.
But thank you very much. Thank you very much. CC, yes. You have one of the best CDs out in the country right now.
Oh, now,
as I was listening to your entire CD, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm still saying CD. I was listening to your music.
Well, I did have some CDs, so we're not outdated yet.
Okay, good deal. Now, when I was listening, it just amazed me how it's a flowing album. So you don't have to change a song. Mm-hmm. You just hit play and just get to experience CC 100%. Is this your best project, do you feel, or how do you feel about this current project?
Wow. First of all, thank you so much. I am blessed by this project. I don't know if I would say it's my best project, but I do think it's a very special project, and it's a special project for certain reasons. I think timing, this record came out, and over the last few years, it's a record that's really serving us and the world what we need.
Wow.
You know? When you say it was a flow, it was a record that we wanted to flow, that we prayed that the Holy Spirit would saturate so that when people put it on, they felt like they were soaked in the presence of God.
Hmm.
And I think we always pray that, but we prayed it extra because of what everybody was going through, the isolation.
Yeah.
People couldn't go to church. People were losing loved ones. I mean, just what we've been experiencing. So the urgency was stronger than ever before.
Wow.
I think.
And I totally agree. And I feel all of that. Believe for it. When that song comes on, when the music hits.
Yeah.
It does something to you. Does it do anything to you? I mean, it's your song. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, it does. It does. When the three young men wrote the song, and Kyle Lee, Dewan Hill, and Mitch Wong, they were working on some songs, and they sent me some. I was like, nah, and they sent me Believe for it. And I heard the music, and I was like, whoa, this is it. Because I was praying and waiting on something like a declaration or something that people could declare and decree. And so I, but like you said, when the intro came, I was like, oh, it's like had me at the intro. Mm-hmm. And then and when I listened to it, then I wrote on it to complete the song. And really, my part was just the end. You said it, I believe it, it's done. You said it, I believe it, it's done. And it just took it to another whole place, you know. But the song is, it's a song about faith. It's a song about believing for the impossible, not giving up. So again, I believe it's a powerful song. It's beautiful. It's anointed. But I think when you link it with what we're going through, it makes it that much more powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So how's your family doing? Your entire family, your large family. How's everyone doing?
Everybody's good. My mom is 85.
Wow.
Doing great. Pop went on to be with the Lord several years ago.
Yeah.
But everybody's good. Marvin's good. All of my brothers, all of my sisters. The family keeps growing. That's all I can say is that now my nieces and nephews are having babies.
Woo!
I became a grandma, and so I'm excited about that. So everybody's good. We're grateful because everybody is alive and well, and God is just he's just faithful. And
beautiful.
So we thank God for everybody who has embraced the whole family and continues to allow our music to be a part of their home. A part of the soundtrack of their lives. But we're all doing good. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. Now tell me about this grandbaby. I mean, are you one of the ones that I call you one of the ones because I'm in this boat now. I mean, I am sailing. My parents are now grandparents, and the way they treat these two people,
they're not the same people.
So now tell me about your experiences being a grandma.
Oh my goodness. I confess now. It's just, you know, people tell you, oh, wait till you become a grandparent. It's like, okay. But they're right. There's no words to describe it. My daughters, they come in and it's like, oh, clearly you like him more than you like us.
Yes. I feel the same way.
I said, well, I don't know if I like him better, but it's definitely a deeper appreciation to see your baby have a baby. To me, I was overwhelmed by the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
You know, we all come this way, but it's a miracle every single time.
Wow.
And then to have this little boy, he's just the sunshine of our lives. Yes, it's a whole new ball game. But it's awesome.
That's beautiful. I commend you. You know, spoil that youngin'. Spoil them. And I ain't got to tell you, y'all go do it anyway. So it doesn't make any difference. Cece, I know I'm about to let you go, but I have two more questions. One question that has been resonated in my mind for a long time. Will we get another BB and CC record? Come on, I know you're
That's
laughing already.
Somebody question. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. No, you guys say nothing. That's
BB.
It.
No,
That's
no, a, I, do, okay. I don't okay. know. Okay. Just because, you know, hey, we're celebrating 40 years.
Gee.
I've been doing this for 40 Ooh. Years, guys. And even before I did this last record, I was like, now, Lord, what do you want me to do? I know as a believer, you never retire, but you know, traveling around and doing what I'm doing now, I hadn't planned on doing this.
Wow.
but you know, we'll see. We'll
okay.
see. Because our prayer is God's your perfect will.
Yes.
Singing with BB is still my favorite place to sing.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
With God, we're better together. I think all of us are better together. You know, God uses us apart. But it's nothing like when the whole family come together. It's just, I think I heard somebody say, Janet said that the other day, you know, doing her thing. You know, you can be blessed individually, but there's strength in numbers. And I love singing with my brother. I love what BB and CC did, what God allowed us to do.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. We'll see. But I can't make any promises because I really don't know.
That's just wonderful. I just wanted to ask. And now, one more question and I'm out your hair. One more. I have to ask this question. Are you in Nashville?
Yep.
Okay. I got two questions. Are you a Tennessee Titans fan?
Yes, because I'm in Nashville. I'm not really into sports that much.
Okay.
I will watch it during Super Bowl. I'll watch it during the playoffs. You know, I tell everybody, I grew up with seven brothers and a dad. I don't ever have to see no more sports. And now I got a husband who loves it. And I'm like, baby, go right ahead. I'll support you. I'll make sure you got your wings. You know, but I'm not a follower of sports.
is Mr. Love, is he a Tennessee Titans fan?
Oh yeah.
He is. He's my best friend. I'm a diehard Tennessee Titans. Okay, one more question.
Okay.
When you eat breakfast, do you go to Monell's or is there another place you go?
I do not go to Monell's. God bless you guys who love Monell's. That is awesome. Wow. I love for breakfast, I love Pancake Pantry.
Mm.
You don't get better pancakes than Pancake Pantry. They got great hash browns. Ooh. Oh my goodness. So if I'm just going to blow it with calories, you got to do it right. So,
Pancake Pantry,
yes.
Okay.
Steal the place.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to the one and only Pancake Pantry loving. Grandson loving. Cece Winans. Cece, thank you so much for your time on today.
It.
Really appreciate you.
Fun.
You have
got it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You take care.
Okay.
All righty. Bye bye.